Let me go to John in Cork. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You want to make a point about Jobsbridge. You're a former post-primary school principal, a former officer in one of the teacher unions, so I presume you're against Jobsbridge.
No, Joe, I'm in favour of Jobsbridge. Well, I'm in favour of the right of newly qualified, newly graduated teachers to make a mature, considered free will decision to participate or not. And I'm not in favour of teacher unions directing their ire and their hostility, and there has been hostility. Mm-hmm. And I was in a principal's office in a primary school during the summer where that principal confided in me that she had been in receipt of abusive emails. Now, I can't attribute those emails to the NTO, but she certainly had got a letter. She was being invited to a meeting before the NTO. She was invited to justify. She was advised of possible sanctions. So I don't approve of any teacher union behaving in that manner towards fellow professionals, fellow union colleagues, and I certainly don't approve of teachers' unions attempting to limit and stymie and prohibit the professional development prospects and the professional career prospects of newly qualified teachers. They have no right to do that. Now, they have a right and they have an obligation to direct their ire and their venom and expend their energies towards the Office of the Minister and towards the Department of Education and Skills to seek improvements in the pupil-teacher ratio. If they succeed in that, and I would fully support that, they will improve the class size situation for all students, for all schools, for all managements, for all members. I would encourage them to head in that direction. And the other point I would wish to make is that there's a lot of talk that the teacher unions are against Jobsbridge because they regard it as exploitative. That's the word that I picked up from your programme last week.
That's the word that's in their press statements.
No doubt about that. But the core principle that all members of the teaching profession or nursing profession or any profession should have parity of esteem, equality of treatment, and parity of esteem in the matter of pay. That core principle has already been conceded by the teacher unions because new entrants to the profession are paid at a lesser rate. Now, there may be moves afoot under Haddington to bring some redress to that, but the current position is that the teacher unions have conceded that and they have not got it back to parity. So maybe they might look in that direction and expend their energies there. Now, I wanted to just, I suppose, I had a personal experience over the summer then where my daughter qualified for Mary I last May. She was endeavouring.
That's a teacher training college in Limerick.
Primary teacher training college. And she was endeavouring with our support to try and get employment, having applied to many, many situations, was unsuccessful. Fair enough. Come 1st of September. Now, she chose then during the summer to carry on with a part time job in a local supermarket, which we were grateful that she had and she was grateful to have had, because that's the work ethic and the value that she has and that we would support. Come end of August, my daughter was unemployed. She was unemployed in the context of her professional qualification.
Okay.
I'm contending that the criteria that currently apply to the Jobsbridge programme, and I'll speak solely now in relation to teaching because that's my background. I researched the Jobsbridge programme. I had a school that was well disposed to consideration of my daughter. They weren't saying they'd give her, but they were willing to look to her candidacy along with others. When I researched the criteria, I was told my daughter would have to be on the live register for 78 days. So because my daughter chose to work and not live off the state, I would consider that the scheme mitigated against her and perhaps even penalised her. I then asked the Jobsbridge personnel and the local social welfare office, and they were all extremely, extremely courteous and helpful. I said, well, if my daughter were to offer to work voluntarily in a school for those 78 days, and if the school were amenable to initiating the Jobsbridge programme late November, 78 days on, wouldn't that be a solution because my daughter desperately wants to do her diploma? Or they said, sorry, no, that wouldn't work because the criteria for being on the on the live register are that your daughter must be able for work. And if she's in a school, albeit in a voluntary capacity, she would not be available for work.
Okay, so she can't avail of the Jobsbridge.
She can't avail that. And the third...
But John, like, as we discovered last week, I know somebody discovered that some school had the audacity to actually to advertise for a cleaner through Jobsbridge, and they were hunted down and sorted
out. They were
out.
And they were wiped at the weekend.
Yeah, my God. And what a crusade. And 400,000 people unemployed. But the other thing we discovered last week was that there are only 22, as far as we can find out, there's about 150 in the education system, but there are only 22 positions through Jobsbridge in school, in the classroom. So your daughter wasn't going to get in anywhere. And what you're telling me, your opening remarks were, that you were with a principal who felt what she was being called before the INTO to try and justify or defend her interests in Jobsbridge.
A principal, in advance of I sitting on an interview board with her for what we'll call an official appointment, confided in me that she had just been in receipt of a telephone call from the INTO because she had posted a Jobsbridge ad on the website. Yep. And there was a clear indication that she would have to explain, she'd have to justify, she'd have to explain herself, and there was certainly an intimation of possible sanction. That is an absolute fact. But I don't want to lose one point, if I might, on the incentivization almost of new graduates, you know, to stay on the social welfare live register rather than maybe pursue schemes like Jobsbridge. When I inquired then, so my daughter worked the summer. She was disqualified because she had a work ethic and was officially not unemployed for 78 days. Number two, then, she couldn't volunteer for 3 months and then embark on the Jobsbridge because she would have to be available for work. So sorry, that's not a runner. The third aspect then was, I was asked, what about the parent, is your daughter living at home? And I said, yes. What about your parents' income? Would it be above this threshold? I said, yes, I would expect that it would. Oh, sorry, well, your daughter wouldn't qualify for social welfare anyway if she lives at home. Therefore, she's disqualified anyway. So but they went on then, went on to helpfully suggest that if she moved out of home, that she could claim rent allowance. So here was I getting advice that if my daughter moved out from home and put another burden on the resources of the state, she would be considered.
Okay, stay with us, stay with us, John.
Okay,
someone else wants John. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Tom Presnell with us. Stephen Kieran, good afternoon.
Joe, good afternoon to you.
And I see, Stephen, you're becoming an ambassador for Jobsbridge at this stage. You're doing a press. Did you do that press event already with the Taoiseach?
Yeah, that was earlier on there in the afternoon.
And you contacted us. You were on Jobsbridge and you think it was brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, again, you know, I can only give feedback from my own perspective, Joe, you know. And I guess everyone's story is slightly different and the background to their story is different. But, you know, well, my story is of one of, you know, of my peers, you know. I mean, I left college, you know, at the age of 22. I completed a master's degree and was fortunate enough to be able to complete that. And like so many of my peers, I was, you know, educated to some degree, but I had very little work experience. And, you know, like many, I found myself in the unfortunate position that the job market was highly competitive at that stage, given the economic downturn. So I had no experience, and that really put me at a disadvantage. And I guess Jobsbridge was really my last port of call. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I was passionate for doing. I couldn't get work in it. It was either that or move abroad. You know,
that's the phrase
saved me from that.
And it came back up today. Sinn Féin are saying exploitation, yellow pack jobs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, the negativity around us, you know, you're going to have that. I mean, in my experience, again, I can only go on my own experience, is that, you know, it saved me. It saved me from having to move abroad. And I guess it's given me the experience that I needed to complement my educational background, you know, and I guess, from my employer's perspective, you know, I was very fortunate that my employer, Action Coach, was able to take me on. And I guess I was coached and mentored along that process, which is a very important point. You know, being coached and mentored along the process, you know, and helping you to create a job for yourself. So I guess I had the right attitude, you know. I mean, I found myself, again, like so many other people and so many people listening now, you know, when you're unemployed, you go into that negative mind space, you know.
What do you mean Jobsbridge saved you?
Saved me? Well, I mean, I wanted to stay in Ireland. I wanted to work here. I wanted to contribute to the economy. I wanted, you know, I was educated here and born here. I wanted to stay here. And to be honest, I had no choice because I knew what I wanted to do and I couldn't get work in the country, Joe, you know. It was either that or move away, you know.
And the argument you hear, Stephen, is they're not real jobs. I say, the yellow pack is a new word that's in today. They're exploitation.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't agree with that. You're going to have, you know, cases where maybe that is the case. Again, I can only go on my own experience. In my organisation, we were a startup organisation. So, I mean, I went in really, you know, not knowing where or how I was going to fare out. But, I mean, you know, I applied myself as best I could. And our organisation, as I said, Action Coach, has gone on to go on and go forward. And, you know, we're involved, you know, in the business sector. So we're out there. We're seeing what's happening on the ground firsthand. We're helping companies grow, and which is ultimately helping to create jobs. So from that positive aspect, you know, I can only say positive things about my experience from JobBridge and now passing on JobBridge to our clients and educating them on, okay, you know, the benefits of
finally.
Of that
thanks, Stephen. Finally, John Breslin, have you made your position clear to the INTO as a former officer in one of the teacher unions, John, that you think they're...
Well, to be honest, I haven't, because I've moved on in terms of my own professional, okay, role. Now, I'm involved mentoring student teachers on behalf of University of Limerick. And I suppose my motivation is to support newly qualified teachers in their wish to get experience, and that the previous caller mentioned mentoring. That's a key benefit of a JobsBridge programme.
Okay.
And the other point which we should make is that in schools, JobsBridge displaces no teacher or no union member. There's either a JobsBridge placement or there is no job in that place. If there was a displacement of professionally qualified teachers or union members, they'd have my absolute support to defend,
okay,
that and protect,
okay,
that. But there is no displacement. And if the unions want to get active and energetic and energised, and Sinn Féin can follow them, they'd follow anything anyway, God forgive my cynicism, they should get up to the Minister's office in Marlborough Street and negotiate,
okay,
an improved,
okay,
pupil-teacher ratio.
Okay.
And that would be the benefit and best for all.
OK, that's John Breslin.
Enjoy the ploughing, Joe.
OK, I will indeed. Ploughing a lonely furrow.